Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the Director of Theater at the University of Jamestown. Mike McIntyre is joining us, and Mike, welcome back to our show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for joining us here on a snowy Thursday. Mike, a lot of things to talk about going on at the University of Jamestown. A new production is coming up next week at the university, which we'll get to, but we want to talk about a couple of other things happening in the arts department.
Well, absolutely. With this being approaching mid-April, it means that every department has some major things which are all coming to a head.
Oh, and, yeah.
A lot of work has gone in over the semester for the three different departments that are housed in the Ryland Fine Arts Center, so there are going to be a lot of things there for people to check out if they want to. And we'll start with a couple of concerts which are coming up here within a couple of weeks. On April 16th, the orchestra and chapel choir have a concert at 7:30 p.m., which starts off in Voorhees Chapel, and then we'll move over for the orchestra portion there, I believe, in the Ryland Fine Arts Center. That's at 7:30 on that night. There'd be no charge for that concert.
Excellent.
Later on in the week, the music department presents its jazz band concert on April 19th, Thursday night there at 7:30 p.m. That's in the Ryland Fine Arts Center again. Again, no charge for that one. We're getting to a point where Dr. Laura Lynch is getting close to a due date.
Yep.
And so she's been getting some assistance in directing, and for the concert coming up, she has some help from the public school band directors Brandon Bonley and Ken Onney, and also from Tom Geoffrey, who also does some of the instructing there at the university.
Excellent. Okay.
So a lot of people chipping in there. Should be two really, really enjoyable concerts on those evenings.
Excellent. Yeah, the music programs have definitely become a staple at the University of Jamestown, always well attended, great music as always, and the students always have a lot of fun putting on those shows.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, some
perfect. So make sure you have plans to check out the different concerts coming up at the University of Jamestown. Of course, all of that can be found at uj.edu if you want more information on those. Mike, again, anything else you wanted to mention?
Well, at the same time, folks who come to those concerts, or you can come at other times as well to check out what the art department has going on. On April 9th, they open a new show, which includes works from the painting, figure drawing, sculpture, and art history too. Classes.
Okay.
So there'll be a lot of things on display there in the lobby during these events. But that starts on the 9th, and it'll be up until the end of the school year. So people have plenty of time to check that out.
Perfect. But, yeah, thank you for bringing that. I almost completely forgot about that, Mike. But yeah, when people head into the lobby at the Ryland Fine Arts Center, the Denault Auditorium, usually all those art pieces are from the art students.
Yeah, that's right.
Awesome. Very good. So Mike McIntyre, again, Director of Theater at the University of Jamestown. And Mike, end of the year, we have one more show going on at the university.
Well, we have a couple of different productions, but the big full-length show, which people are used to us having in a schedule there in the middle of April or sometimes early April, this time around is one called The Admirable Crichton.
Okay.
When people see that spelled out somewhere in a poster and in print, perhaps they'll kind of wonder about the pronunciation on it. But it is Crichton, like, you know, the famous author, Michael Crichton.
Michael Crichton.
But it has nothing to do with him. This is a play that was written by J.M. Barrie, a name which maybe will only mean something to people if they know Peter Pan.
Okay.
He wrote that as a play and as a story way back about the turn of that century, and that's when this play comes from, 1902. So it's a good old English play from this Scottish playwright, which has a lot of fun considering classes in English society.
Mm.
The play starts off in the home of Lord Loam, who likes to once a month go through this little ritual he has where he and his daughters serve the servants, kind of try to flip things there for one day a month. And most everybody, servants and the sisters alike, hate this whole thing. But nevertheless, the old guy has the idea that this is good for everybody. And there's a lot of great discussion then about whether people are born to be servants or born to be masters or whatnot.
Yeah.
At the end of that first act, what you find out is they're going on a sea voyage for a while. And of course, in Act Two, we see that they're shipwrecked.
Oh my gosh.
So we're on an island where this family and a couple of those servants then start to prove kind of how much they're worth and who really has the survival skills. So Crichton is the butler who on the island becomes the one in charge.
Oh my gosh.
So all the usual distinctions between what is appropriate for one person or another, all that changes on the island. And it's a very funny show. There's a lot of great humor to it. But one of the things that really drew me to it is it does have some pretty important things to say about human behavior and how, you know, people treat each other, not only in English society, but, you know, mostly any civilized society.
Any civilization.
Yeah, right. So we're at work on three different sets, and this one, okay, a fancy home, an island set, and then how the island looks after they've lived there for a couple of years.
Okay.
So that plus the kinds of fun things you can expect as far as costuming in all of those different settings. I'm expecting it to be a very appealing show.
It sounds like it's just going to be a blast. Like it's got a mix of comedy. It'll address maybe some important things about class about knowing your role. And that sounds like a lot of fun. And this is coming up next week, April 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Yep, that's right. And those performances also, like those concerts, we start at 7:30. Now, for these, you do need tickets and you do need reservations. People can come to the Ryland between 3 and 6 and find room 130 on the east side of the building where you can get tickets in person if you choose to do it that way. We also are very happy to take reservations by email, which happens at tickets@uj.edu. There's a link if you go on the university's webpage that'll lead you to Ryland events. You can reserve them that way. And people can also call the regular kind of base college number, which is 252-3467. That's 252-3467. Okay. And then we have extension 5435 behind that. If you call that first number, the one asks for directions.
They can help you. Yeah, they can help people get to the right location.
Yeah. There'll be plenty of good seating available. We think it's a show, again, that will certainly appeal to everyone just because of the great humor that's in it. You know, if you like, let's say, Downton Abbey kind of things, this show appeals to you. And if you like Gilligan's Island or the old TV show Lost kinds of things, this show has got a little mix of all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so he did it before. Like, he did Gilligan's Island, he did Downton Abbey before all of that. So J.M. Barrie's The Admiral Crichton coming up April 12th, 13th, and 14th at the University of Jamestown. Ticket prices, Mike?
$8 for the general public.
Yep. For general public. Yep. So make sure you check that out. UJ.edu, again, the place to go if you want to buy tickets, get more information, or you can call 252-3467, the university's number. They can get you signed up that way. Mike, anything else?
We do have our last event, actually, of the season for the theater department. We call An Evening of One Acts.
Yes.
That gets presented virtually every year. Student directed, student acted, of course. Every few years, and this is one of those years, it comes out of our playwriting class.
Okay.
We have four student playwrights who've written all original works.
Wow.
And these plays so far are really in pretty good shape, but there will still be some time as they start the rehearsals probably when The Admirable Crichton finishes.
Okay.
But they'll be in rehearsal on those productions with other student directors. And it's one of the most exciting things I think that we do. So that one actually comes up on May 3rd. That is a date change from calendar that we had at the beginning of the year. We moved it back just to give another week for the development of those plays. That one comes up on May 3rd. The ticketing details for it are the same as they are for The Admirable Crichton.
Okay. Perfect. So check that out as well. Again, seeing some student-directed written plays has got to be a lot of fun, too.
Oh, yeah. And they've got some very creative things going on in them.
Excellent. Very good. So that's May 3rd. So check out all of these events and more at the University of Jamestown. Mike, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk.
Thank you.